All right, we have winter weather advisory posted by the National Weather Service, and now we've got a Pat Pagano warning. A warning, Pat Pagano is next. Good morning, Pat.
Yeah.
Here he is, Pat Pagano. I told you, I warned you he'd be here. Here he is.
I'm here. Not thrilled, but I'm here.
Well, it's another iffy forecast.
It always is. There's no winter storm in New England that is, clear cut from start to finish. Never. Never, never, never. And the storm we're watching is along the Georgia coast. It's going to come up the coast as a nor'easter. And the complicating factor is that there's an upper air low that will be to the west, and we'll try to pull it very, very close to the coast. And when that happens, we do get mixing. And we don't expect that until later tonight. So today, turning cloudy with snow coming in later this afternoon.
How late?
Yeah. We're thinking 3 to 5 p.m.
Okay.
Mid-30s. Tonight, snow, then sleet, then freezing rain. 4 to 6 inches, but 6 to 10 north and west. What is north and west? North and west, Berkshires, over through, into the Catskills.
Yeah.
Those places. Low 30s overnight. Wintry mix of rain, tapers off by tomorrow afternoon. Windy. 40 to 45, so at least a little melting. And Saturday, more melting. Sun and clouds with a high of 45 to 50 degrees. Now, what questions do you have for me?
The questions I have for you is, after Saturday, what does Sunday and Monday look like?
Why are you worried about Sunday?
Oh, because well, Sunday I've got to come in. We start a brand new show on Sunday morning. So.
Oh, okay.
And Monday is just starting off the week, you know.
Well, Sunday is not a problem. I think you'll have some sunshine. Temperatures will be cold, 35 to 40. And then on Monday, we may probably start with a little bit of snow in the morning. And then it'll clear in the afternoon. I don't expect much. And the high on Monday should be in the mid-40s.
All right. So it looks like I'm going to win the bet tonight then.
You should win the bet.
And you know, how close? On the 15th, I predicted the 16th, and you predicted the 19th.
Yeah, pretty close. Mm-hmm. Really, really good, as far as I'm concerned. Really, really good. So so that's a good thing. And now we'll just wait and watch and see how things pan out. I know there are other forecasters who are going a lot less, and I'm not saying that is going to be out of the question, but they did notice that in the last one of computer models, at least the North American model, and that's the NAM and the GFS, both boosted their accumulations up in the last 12 hours. So I don't know if that's going to continue to be the trend, but we'll continue to look at it. You know, sometimes all I could say, folks, is sometimes the more data you look at, the worse it gets.
Yeah.
You know, it really is the truth. And if you think back, or at least if I think back to years and years and years ago, when we had a high over Vermont and a storm along the Georgia, South Carolina coast, the light bulb went off.
Yeah.
Nor'easter, big snow. Now, because of all of the new technical data and so much to look at, everybody always gets a little wishy-washy. But basically speaking, the scenario, when you look at the weather map right now, is screaming classic New England snowstorm. That's what it screams.
So you've got to go with that as your base start in your gut.
Yeah, you know, and go from there. Now, let me ask you, Marshall, what was the temperature at your house this morning when you left?
It was cold. It was 21 degrees.
And at the station, it is now what, 23?
23 degrees on the button.
Okay. Well, that's on target. Everything's on target. That's what we thought. Low to mid-20s, we said yesterday for this morning. So all of that is working out just spiffy. And, you know, I don't see any reason why things should change dramatically between now and tomorrow. So be prepared. I know I went to nearby supermarket yesterday, and I wasn't thinking, Marshall. I said to myself, wow, they must be having some sale. Look at the crowds.
Yes, well, people get
And then we get inside, you know, and one of the ladies that I know that works there, she made me laugh. She said, yeah, they're all here. They're getting their bread, their milk. She said, because it's going to snow a little tomorrow. Big deal.
I know.
You know? And she said, this is just crazy. And, you know, especially up here, you know, 4 or 5 inches is not a big deal up here. And I agree with her. It's not a big deal. But people still, I think maybe if the TV plays it up a little bit more, they get a little panicky. And they just figure, well, you know what? I'm not going to be able to get out tomorrow afternoon. So let me go today. And a lot of people think that way. And that's what brings in all the crowds. But needless to say, anybody who has to do anything today, you could do that at least through 2 or 3 o'clock this afternoon without a problem.
But here's what my mother used to do. My mother used to, at the start of summertime, heading into winter, load up her kitchen with like canned chickpeas, mm-hmm. vegetables, tomatoes, lots of stuff like that, canned food. She would also start collecting gallons, water jugs. So like she always had like 15 to 20 gallons of water jugs, an easy hand. That way, because she didn't have at that time a generator. If power went out, she had water to flush and she had water to drink. And she always had, we always had a natural, well, propane, you know, gas stove. So she had heat and she had something to cook with. And then she kept her regular groceries. That's the whole thing. I mean, it's not like you're going to get a paralyzing snowstorm every day.
No.
But people absolutely. Do get worried. They do get worried. They really do. It's amazing.
Yeah, it really is. Especially when you live in New England, you should be used to it by now. That's the way I look at it.
Yeah.
Should be used to it. But anyhow, aside from that, what do you have planned today on this lovely, lovely pre-storm Thursday?
I have to go out and get my hair cut and colored. that's in the
okay.
midday. And then I come back to the station at about 2 o'clock and tape a couple of shows, and then go home around 4 or 4:30.
Oh, okay.
So I'll beat the snow.
You should. It'll start. It'll be starting just about then. But that's not a bad thing for you.
Listen, I got a Jeep Sport, 1998 Jeep Sport. It's got these huge tires. It's about 3 feet off the ground. Last winter was the first winter I used it. That thing goes through anything. I don't have to, you know, people don't have to plow my driveway for me to get out. because it goes through, and it goes through what the town puts up there. It goes through snow. So.
That's good.
Yeah, so I don't worry about it. And it's a 1998. So if something happens to it, well, then what are you gonna do? You know?
Yeah, right, exactly. So, okay, that's good.
So I'm set for the storm.
Yeah, and I'm set too. I don't have to go out. I'll be staying in the weather center all day, just tracking it and watching it and making sure everything is on schedule. And that's it. Anything that I needed to do, I did yesterday. So that's the end of that. Even brought my car in for my 20,000-mile checkup. All I did was, you know, check everything up and change the oil. Yeah. So that was nice and easy. I got that done. I figured, let me get that done now before the holidays and everything like that. So all of that's done. And now Pat's just going to, I can't say sit back, Marshall, because I'm really not sitting back. In fact, I get so stressed and tensed with these storms. I could feel my back this morning.
That's right. Tighten right up.
Yeah. You know, and I can't even go to my class today. My yoga class, which is at 4 o'clock, because we'll be in the midst of the storm.
Well, just
not that I don't want to drive there. The fact is, I have my clients to talk to.
That's it. So we should have school late openings and cancellations tomorrow morning.
Yeah, you're probably looking forward to that.
Yeah, a lot. Well, social media helps us out a lot with that now.
That's true. That's
all right, Pat.
Everybody, be careful.
Get to work and cover this storm.
I will. If you need me, you know what. Just dial P for Pat.
And remember, who won the golden snow shovel this year?
And it was Marshall Miles. And we will. I think we should write it somewhere so that we remember this next year.
It's a 1 in 10 year occurrence. We'll remember it. All right, Pat. Take care.
Bye, Marshall.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast.